Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I think part of the problem in America and with the American crowds is like there's no self-policing at all.
No,
like, that's how crowds work.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
The News Round on Off the Ball
with UPMC Orthopaedic Care. When things don't move, rotate, or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
This is News Talk.
Good evening. You're welcome along to Thursday night's Off the Ball, where for the first time ever we have two Irish teams in action in European competition proper. Both Shelburne and Shamrock Rovers begin their Conference League campaigns tonight. Rovers are away to Sparta Prague. Shells, meanwhile, playing at the home of Rovers. They're up against BK Häcken of Sweden in Tala Stadium, and it is Tala where our focus lies tonight. We have full live match commentary this evening with kickoff at 8 o'clock. Vinnie Perth alongside Stephen Doyle for that one. We're also going to be speaking to Kaylee Shine and Kelly Brady this hour. They both scored for Athlone Town last night as they clinched the second consecutive league title. Our number is 0879 180 180 if you want to drop us a WhatsApp message. Cameron Hill is with me in studio. Evening, Cameron.
Evening, Owen.
And let's get straight to Tala Stadium to check in with Steve-O and Vinnie. Stephen Doyle, first of all, a very good evening to you.
Good evening, Owen.
I mean, Shelburne quite used to going to Tala Stadium in a very different context. I presume they've taken over. The journey down to D24 hasn't seemed too far for plenty of Reds, I presume?
No, not at all. I think there might have been a bit of an issue, though, I suppose, with people coming out of the city centre. I believe the traffic in the city centre, I'm lucky I got to avoid it, but it's been pretty bad due to a protest down at the docks there. So that may have held up some of the Shelburne diehards who might live around the Drumcondra area or even Ringsend as well, some of the old heads from Ringsend. So hopefully they won't be too delayed and they're giving themselves enough time to get out to the ground here. A lot of traffic around Tala, and not just because of that protest, the traffic spilling out of the city, but also just the weather is really, really poor. I got out of the car and the door nearly blew off the minute I opened the door. So the wind really, really strong. It's gusting across the pitch here, and the rain's coming down heavy enough now as well. So it's going to be a really slick surface anyway, and I suppose the perfect conditions for Shelburne to play their passing game, which they like to do.
Well, talk us through the 11 that Joey O'Brien has gone with this evening.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing with Shelburne, I suppose, is just one change made to the team that defeated Waterford on Friday night in the League of Ireland. That change is at the back. Sam Bone went off with a concussion in that game. He's replaced in the back line by Sean Gannon. So Sean Gannon will take a place at right back. It looks like they're going to go with a back four. In fact, it looks like the team they played against Linfield in the second leg when they beat them 2-0 up at Windsor Park. So it's Spiel and goal, a back four then of Bone, Barrett, Ledwidge, sorry, I should say Gannon, Barrett, Ledwidge and Norris. In midfield then, it's Mbeng on the right-hand side, Lunny and McEnroy then across the middle, and then Harry Wood and Ali Coote playing just off Meepo Odebeko. So that's just the one change then. Or sorry, I should say two changes because Odebeko's in for Martin. Beg your pardon, Owen. So two changes there to that starting team that beat Waterford on Friday night. Big news, though, yeah, from the opposition team, Owen. Häcken. Because their key man, Amor Leouni, he's a Tunisian international, has been capped multiple times. He's not even in the squad. Now, we didn't get any indication of this ahead of the game. He's been in sensational form for them. He got seven assists in the qualifying matches building up to the group phase. Five of them, now granted, were in the one game. But he's been ruled out of the match for some reason. We'll get to news of that hopefully very soon. So it does mean he comes out of the team. He played at the weekend in their league match against Norrköping on Saturday. Häcken won that game by 2-0. So their team lining out with Berisha in goal, very good goalkeeper, Albanian international. He's played for Lazio, amongst others, Torino as well. And then from pulling up their team here. It's Lindbergh right back, Kilvenius centre back, Luda centre back, Lundqvist at the left back position, and then Rugar will come in the central midfield area along with Anderson. Looks like Gustafsson will push forward with Spanback playing off the right, Hollander off the left, and Dembe then the lead striker for Hacken.
Okay, BK Hacken, strong favourites for tonight. Vinnie Perth has managed to negotiate the traffic and he's sitting beside you there as well. Steve-O, Vinnie, it's something that Joey O'Brien wasn't keen to indulge in too much this week, and you can see why. He's thinking about the future and trying to get something from tonight's game. But it is quite remarkable if we do look back and rewind to the end of 2021 when Damien Duff and Joey O'Brien took over and the team was newly out of the First Division, to think that they would be playing in European football competition proper 4 years later is quite remarkable.
It is. It's you know, it's dreamland stuff for a club like Shelbourne and people who followed them for so many years. And yeah, they had some difficult times and Tolka Park was falling apart and it felt like they had to move maybe to Dalymount Park, and the fans fought that. They wanted to stay where they were, and I think what helped that was certainly what he did on the pitch and the manner in which he did it. And Damien Duff galvanised this club, and alongside Joey O'Brien, and between the two of them, and ultimately this is Joey's ship now. They've got to a wonderful stage, and they deserve all the credit for it. It is made easier by the champions' route, that must be said. UEFA look after champions' teams and give them this sort of fallback, and but at the same time you still have to do it and go about your business, and they've done it in a good manner. They've been really strong in Europe, a little bit unlucky in a couple of games, but ultimately they got that little bit of luck with the draw against Linfield, and they're here on merit, and it'll be a wonderful occasion for everyone involved with Shelbourne, and they've had so many dark days over the past sort of only 5, 6, 7 years, you know, so to turn that around is remarkable.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Yeah, and they do deserve that bit of luck getting the couple of Linfield ties. If you look at their opponents tonight and who they've beat to get to this stage, they've beaten Anderlecht, they've beaten Cluj 7-2 on aggregate. They've had a tough path, and just with the, I guess, the calibre of team that they have beaten to get this to this stage, you do make them favourites tonight. But I guess we've been in a position, certainly with Shamrock Rovers in terms of the Santa Clara game there last month, that you don't really want to write off an Irish team, and you don't want to just put a tie to bed before it even begins. So I presume that your outlook is fairly optimistic ahead of tonight, Vinny.
I think tonight's a difficult game. You're going up really going up levels as such, and we go back to even Shamrock Rovers last year. They drew Northern Ireland champions Larne or the Welsh champions, and that gave them a bit of a head start. So, but I think this is a little bit more difficult. Hacken will be a much stronger side. I think Shamrock or Shelbourne will have a sort of job on their hands, and I think because of traffic and different bits and pieces, I haven't really discussed the team with Steve-O, but I expect it to be a back five, and the reason for that is that sort of being strong and solid and staying in the game, and then Bang will probably play as one of the sort of wing backs and Norris on the other side. So look, Sean Gannon comes in, small note that this will be a 63rd European appearance, equaling the record, the Irish record of Ronan Finn, which is remarkable, you know. From and you know, Shelbourne is from Ringsend, Gano is from Ringsend. I often used to say to him, I think he'd go close in a greyhound race down there and trap six, you know. he's proper Ringsend lad. His family loved that Shelbourne club, and he's found himself another new home at the right old age of mid 30s. But it's great to see him doing that, and him and Finn are very close, you know Ronan from coming into the show. So Ronan at the same time be happy but bitterly disappointed that Gano's about to overtake with that number. But look, the thing about coming to Tala as well, it's these European nights are special for players. The surroundings, the sort of music, the UEFA branding, all of that stuff will add a little bit of extra and put a little pep in the step of Shelbourne. And hopefully that's a catalyst for them to go up a couple of levels, because even a draw here on, and I don't like that reference, but a draw here is worth more than winning our domestic league. Like it's yeah. You know, it's scary, the money at stake here. So it just shows you what's at stake. And what it helps club do. I mean money in many ways is a dirty word, but it helps build foundations for a club and then reinvest it into different areas. So from an Irish sort of club point of view, I really hope to get some sort of a result to start tonight.
For sure.
Just add on as well, just looking out at the picture, just add quickly, Joey O'Brien out in the picture, what a story for him as well, because he had a great career in the Premier League, made over 100 appearances for Bolton and West Ham, came back to Ireland, won a couple of league titles playing for Shamrock Rovers and an FAI Cup as well, and then goes on to work as a coach under as his assistant with Shelbourne, part of that league winning team, and of course played here so many times with Shamrock Rovers. Here he is now back as the head coach of Shelbourne, a very popular character in Irish football, and he's got a big beaming smile on his face there as he walks across the pitch, and he's gone down the tunnel there into the dressing room. And I tell you one thing, if there's one man who can motivate that squad of players tonight, it'll be Joey O'Brien.
That's for sure. It would be a phenomenal story if they were to pick up a couple of wins here and put themselves into a position to actually do something truly special in this competition. Cameron Hill, as I say, is with me in studio. Cameron, plenty of other action around the continent tonight, including in Czechia.
Yes, indeed. Well done. Not the Czech Republic anymore. Shamrock Rovers there tonight for their first game in the league phase of the Conference League. They're away to Sparta Prague this evening, Owen. Now, they've named a very interesting team. So they've left Danny Mandroyu and Dylan Watts and Graham Burke on the bench for that game. So the Rovers team in full tonight is McGinty in goal, a back three of Dan Cleary, Pico Lopez and Corey O'Sullivan. In the midfield, you've Matt Healy, Aaron McAniff and Darren Nugent, with Danny Grant and Josh Honahan on the wings. And it looks like a front two of John McGovern and Rory Gaffney this evening. So an interesting rotation from a Shamrock Rovers perspective.
Certainly. I might just get your take on that, Vinny, and maybe just a quick one on the Shamrock Rovers outlook in general. They've been dealt a very tough draw in this competition this year. So obviously Sparta Prague, tough opponents tonight, having to go there as well. They've got AEK Athens, Shakhtar, Chelyabinsk still to come. And it's actually their last two games, Bright Ebelik and Hamrun Spartans. And the logic seems to be 7 points is what you're going to need to get out of the league phase. So really they need to be going into those last two games with something on the board. So they can't get beaten in every game going into those last two games.
Yeah, sorry, Owen, just I broke up there and interrupted his apology. It feels like having a point or two on the board. I think the last two are probably the most winnable games, you know, so you'd like to feel like you've got something to play for heading into sort of late November, December, so that's important. I think the team tonight sort of is a very much a Shamrock Rovers away team when it comes to these sort of stages. So Darren Nugent, Matt Healy gives them real energy in midfield, and obviously McAniff gives them that running power. So Bradley's come away from the sort of Mandrew, the Graham Bourke and Jack Bourne previously to that, and part of Jack Bourne's sort of this sort of pleasure was being left out in big games, and it's worked for him over the last year or two. So I suppose with this Rover side, I think it's a matter of time before, you know, they go on to the very, very next level. I think as this team, so this model of this team involves, I think there's a European group stage in them in terms of Europa League and the next level up, and part of that learning comes this year. So it wouldn't be surprised to many of us if they picked up a result or two over the next couple of weeks and gave themselves a chance to get out of group. But as you said, it's much more difficult this time.
Speaking of teams going on a first time odyssey through Europe, we've got Crystal Palace in action at the moment in the Conference League. They're 2-0 up away to Dynamo Kyiv at the moment. Daniel Munoz and Eddie Nketiah with the goals there. On to the Europa League.
Yes, indeed. Celtic in action against Braga at Parkhead as we speak. Last time of checking, the Scottish Premiership champions trailed 1-0 at Parkhead. They did have a goal ruled out by VAR, the Hoops did. So 1-0 is still how it stands there. Elsewhere tonight, Nottingham Forest play host to Midtjylland at the City Ground. Well, Aston Villa travel to the Netherlands to take on Robin van Persie's Feyenoord this evening.
Yeah, and also just to tell you that Evan Ferguson's AS Roma are trailing at 1-0 after 71 minutes against Lille. Ferguson started that game. He's still on the pitch after 71 minutes, but they trail to the French side at the moment.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
We have a Republic of Ireland squad for the upcoming World Cup qualifiers against Portugal and Armenia to pick through, Owen, and Troy Parrott has been included this time around. He was unavailable, of course, after picking up injury in training for AZ Alkmaar. Seamus Coleman and John Egan also recalled to the 24-player selection. Matt Doherty and Jason Knight among the players to be ruled out of this squad through injury. They continue their bid to qualify for the World Cup with a trip to Lisbon on Saturday week. Hamer Halgrimsson was up before media today and he says he does not regret the positivity he showed ahead of the campaign kicking off last month. Of course, a 2-2 draw at home to Hungary was, we don't need any reminders, a 2-1 defeat in Armenia. But the Icelandic coach still believes the boys and Green have a chance to make the World Cup.
Absolutely not. Like I said before, now I believe in this squad. I believe this squad has enough quality to qualify. And the reason being is I've had squads with less individual quality than this one qualifying for World Cup and Euros as well. I don't regret saying it because that is what I felt, and I always try to be honest in what I'm saying. This is what I felt, this is what I say. And I can understand the people if they're fed up with having expectations and not succeeding in them, but it's far from being over. Far from being over. We need good performances in this camp, and even 3 points will keep us alive for November. It can go down to a goal difference, the second place. So definitely, it's not over. So nobody should be disappointed at this stage.
Vinnie Perth, the positivity is being layered on once again. He says, I believe in the squad. I believe in the squad that it has enough quality to qualify. And the reason being is that I've had squads with less individual quality than this one qualify for a World Cup and the Euros as well. The introduction of Seamus Coleman, potentially even John Egan would suggest he's gone for a bit more of a leadership quality around the squad.
Yeah, the only thing I'm a little bit uncomfortable about is the sort of chopping and changing, and I've always maintained that the best way to build an Irish squad, and look, I was deemed not good enough to do that, so there you go, I'm sitting on a cheap seat. But the chopping and changing, like someone like Malumbi, you know, all of a sudden he's good enough to come into the squad, and I know the restrictions around 24 man makes it difficult, but some of the way over the last number of years, and not just this manager, has brought people in and out and left them out of squads, I don't think you build a good squad that way, or a good sort of club team is the way we should be building the team. But look, it's done now. It's an interesting squad. I mean, you look at again Callum O'Dowd, they're just out in the cold, and now he's back in as well. Obviously injuries helped that, but just seems like we've been throwing a few lads back in now. So I'm this time I'm not going to fall for that positivity. I'm going to say it's a big struggle for us. We've a long, long way back. It's not impossible because, to be fair, Hungary haven't started the group brilliantly either, but I think they've a bit of an easier few games ahead of them than we do. So it's difficult to see. The interesting point on the squad for me is there's an extra midfielder or two added. I think we've got to play three in midfield. I think we've no option to do that, particularly over the next couple of games. We're too open in midfield, and we've got to come up with a solution there. That may mean going back to a back four. I don't know, but I certainly think we've got to play three midfield. The last squad that was announced, it was actually scary that there was only three midfielders listed. Now at least we've got five.
Yeah, Cullen, Smallbone, Taylor, Malumbi, Finnezas are the five listed this time at night, and Boston Lowell are out injured at the moment, so maybe Malumbi and Malumbi wouldn't have been in the squad were it not for the night injury. So we will move on. Thank you very much for that, Vinnie Perth. We'll be back over to Tallaght Stadium for the final bit of build-up for the Shells game tonight. What else has been happening today, Cameron?
Well, we have a Munster team for their first home game of the new URC season. Owen, Jack Crowley starting at out half for that game on Saturday in Thomond Park. He's in for JJ Hanrahan, who failed a HIA during last week's win over the Scarlets. Craig Casey has been ruled out. He was injured in training with a thigh problem, Clayton McMillan was saying today, or in training midweek. So he's been ruled out. And just finally, before we go, Lana Sutton finished sixth in the women's T38 200 metres at the World Para Athletics Championships in New Delhi today. The Irish sprinter recorded another personal best in the distance, crossing the line in 26.77 seconds, 1/100 of a second faster than the time she set yesterday in the heats. She betters her performance with an 8th place finish in the 100 metres at the same class earlier in the championships. So disappointment not to get to the podium, but a good day for Lana Sutton.
There was also big news today for Alex Dunn in terms of his career. It's kind of hard to know what to make of this, but I think the excited phrase would suggest there are big things coming.
Yeah, he's been released from McLaren's driver development program, fueling speculation of a move to Red Bull. The 19-year-old impressed in Formula One practice sessions this season and currently sits fifth in the F2 Championship. I know you were speaking to him back in June and he was detailing his first experience behind the wheel of a Formula One car. So looks like that's going to stand to him.
Yeah. Do you know, have you heard anything on the grapevine? Is Red Bull seemingly the likely destination for him?
Red Bull and Alpine, like right. Those are the two apparently that are in for him. Like the fact that he's kind of been released really shows that actually, yeah, go on, you're free now, you can fly, but be great. I'm making my way through Crashed and Burned, have you ever read that? The Tommy Byrne book, and he is besting of Ayrton Senna in a trial at McLaren all those years ago, and the verging paths that they went on afterwards. So hopefully Alex Dunn might fare a little bit better.
It was a mutual decision, but Dunn posted on social media from today, I've mutually decided. It kind of feels like he got mutually decisioned, but the decision was his. Yeah. So maybe that's my green tinted spectacles, but I think big things are coming for Alex Dunn.
I decided to go our separate ways.
Yes, indeed, indeed.
The News Round on Off the Ball
with UPMC Orthopaedic Care. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
This is News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.